subject, lost and confused by this dark figure in my dreams. Hello, Shirley and Uncle Charlie. I don't even know where to begin. Well, I was married to this guy for 5 years and we divorced a year ago. I divorced him. Since then, he has been telling me, I want my family back. I miss you. I miss my wife. For the longest, I wasn't even talking to him on the phone. And just recently, I realized the dating thing wasn't working and decided to give it another try. He has told me that he changed and went to counseling, but I don't see where he's changed. He cheated when we were married, and I just couldn't get over it, which is one of the main reasons for me divorcing him. To make a long story short, I asked him to see his phone, and he gave it to me. In it, I saw a conversation with a female that was a little too much. I called her, and she said nothing was going on and that he had told her he was still in love with me, but something still doesn't feel right. This was probably a month or two ago, and now I'm feeling insecure again. I asked to see the phone the other day and he said no, which made me mad and we haven't spoken since. The other night I had a dream about a dark figure in the form of smoke and I Googled it and it said the dream was because I was in a troubled relationship and if I wasn't careful, I would be harmed some type of way. I just don't know how to deal. I am the single mother of three and I want to always be around for my children. I do still love him, but I also love him enough to let it go. If it's going to be poisonous for me, please help me and give me a little advice from a man's perspective. Signed, Lost and Confused. All right. Lost and confused. If you divorced him because he cheated and you just couldn't get over it, that's not likely to change. Meaning if he cheats again, you won't be able to get over it then either again. It'll be even harder that time. And I say that because it looks like he's still doing the same thing. You have to trust your instincts here. You have to. You say something doesn't feel right, that's because it probably isn't right. When people change, it shows up. I mean, not in what they say, but what they do, their actions. Show. Let me just say this to you. You don't need some crazy dream with smoke and all of that coming out to realize that something isn't right. You don't need all this. Is some Game of Thrones moment you're having here. But no, you don't need that. Trust your instincts. You know right in your heart of hearts. You know what's going on. And the dating thing, maybe it didn't work out because you didn't give it enough effort. But I think you said in your letter you love him enough to let go. So you can do that and move on. Charlie.
Well, you know, first of all, you know, I understand the married thing, you know, but 5 years and then get a divorce. See, let me just say this. Once you get married, you got to be in it for the real deal. You got, that's you sealing the deal there. You got to stay married. Or don't get married at all. You know what I'm saying? Don't waste nobody's time. Don't break nobody's heart. But, you know, fellas, you know, the player thing is still there. I understand all of that. You know, but, you know, he want his family back and all that. I miss you. I miss my wife. Man, ain't nobody going to forget about how you done cheated. First of all, she asked you for the phone. A player don't never get a woman the phone if you got something on it. You was crazy. How you do that? And then you ask for it again. She see the number, then she wants to call the woman. The woman say, ain't nothing going on. But what the hell are you doing with my husband's number? And what's going on? How this number in the phone and all that? And then the next time you asked him, he say no. First of all, I know she ain't going to ever forget about that. That cheating thing. So it's just, as far as I'm concerned, that's over with. You know what I'm saying? Because a woman ain't gonna never forget about it. She's gonna always throw it up in your face, and it's gonna be a bad decision. And that dark smoke, yeah, something you ate too much last night, or that something you was drinking. You know what I'm saying? You weep. You don't be grieving like that. And there's some dream, them devils and them demons is in there. You're trying to get you to think that that's something about the marriage, man. That don't drink so much and don't, you know, eat yourself. You don't need him. I went to go date. I tried dating. If you wasn't a hooker from the beginning, you don't need you going out there and try to hook. You know the hooker. He's the hooker. Leave him alone. He ain't no good. No farting. You can chunk him. He ain't no good. Male chauvinist hooker pig.
The quote of the day: that a male is. Chauvinist hooker pig.
What you got, nephew? I know you got something in there.
I had a dream that we were gonna have a stupid strawberry letter. So I Googled stupid letter, and lo and behold, it was this doggone letter right here. This is as ignorant as it can be. I don't understand these kind of dreams. Let me tell you something. You don't need to go to sleep till you get this problem rectified. You got issues in your sleep. Listen, this man you're dealing with, let me tell you something. Let me tell you what I really think. Listen to me.
What?
I think that's Bigfoot that you in. If it ain't Bigfoot, look at his feet first and check it out. But if not, it could be Freddy Krueger. You might be with Freddy.
Ooh,
look in the closet. See if you see a hand with knives on it. You need to check yourself. This could, if it's not Freddy, it's got to be Jason. Yes,
I see dead people.
I think it's Jason. If you see a hockey mask in the closet, that's who you married to. Listen, Shirley, call her Uncle Charlie.
What?
I don't want to take no phone calls. Because the gremlins might call here. The goodies might call here. I don't want to talk to
Beetlejuice. What about Candyman?
Oh, don't say it three times. Please don't do it. She with Chucky. I think Chucky done grew up and she is it. That's her man.
Oh, no, you don't need a dream to tell you that. You know what the deal is. You got real life right in front of you. Come on.
I think your husband is Dracula. He gonna bite you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.